directly tracing the vertical stratification of molecules in protoplanetary disks, by T. Panic Carreño et al. We aim to directly trace the vertical location of the emitting surface of multiple molecular tracers in protoplanetary disks. Our sample of disks includes Elias 2-27, WAOPH6 and the sources targeted by the MAPS ALMA large program. The set of molecules studied include CO isotopologues in various transitions, HCN, CN, H2CO, HCO+, C2H and CC3H2. The vertical emitting region is determined directly from the channel maps, implementing accurate masking of the channel emission to recover the vertical location of the emission surface even at large radial distances from the star and for low SNR lines. The vertical location of the emitting layer is obtained for 4 to 10 lines in each disk. IM LUP, HD163296 and MWC481-2CO and 13CO show vertical modulations, which are coincident with dust gaps and kinematical perturbations. We also present estimates of the gas pressure scale height in the disks from the MAP sample. Compared to physical chemical models, we find good agreement with the vertical location of CO isotopologues. In HD163296 CN and HCN trace a similar intermediate layer. For the other disks, the UV flux tracers and the vertical profiles of HCN and C2H are lower than predicted in theoretical models. HCN and H2CO show a highly structured vertical profile, possibly indicative of different formation pathways. It is possible to trace the vertical locations of multiple molecular species that trace a wide variety of physical and chemical disk properties. The distribution of CO isotopologues are found at a wide range of vertical heights Z, R equals 0.5 to 0.05. Other molecular lines are mostly found at Z, R is less than or equal to 0.15. The vertical layering of molecules is in agreement with theory in some systems, but not in all. Therefore, dedicated chemical physical models are needed to further study and understand the emission surfaces. This was directly tracing the vertical stratification of molecules in protoplanetary disks by T. Panic Carreño et al.